Cholton, makers of Old Spice aftershave lotion for that top of the world feeling after every shave, brings you the top of the world in action drama for men. High Adventure! High Adventure, friend. That's what we call it. And as long as you're here, sit down and be a new recruit to the High Adventure Society. If you like your story strong and savage, your heroes He-Man and hard, then you're qualified and your membership chair will be waiting for you each week. To those of you in the know who've been around before, sit tight. On the agenda is The Snowmen, written and directed especially for High Adventure by Bob Monroe. It concerns four men deep in the North Country who gambled desperately for million-dollar stakes. But suppose we let you follow it through yourself. For here to tell it is one of the four men, Big Bill Ortman. The Snowmen, a Northwood story of high adventure.
Some men seem to get along fine working the same job week after week, year after year. Others, like me, never seemed to be able to stay in one place very long. I was on the road when I was 12, moving from place to place, learning as I went along. By this time, I've been a good many ways, seen a good many things. And I don't know which is better off, me or the man who stays put. But I know this, I'll never go north again. I'll give it to you just as it happened. I teamed up with Wally, Bert, and Slim one night at Wildman's Landing. Split four ways, furs, gold, uranium, whatever we made. We headed up Chinook country, past LeBlanc. When winter came, we decided to hole up and a bush pilot dropped the supplies we needed. The snow was already heavy when we were working a ridge that day. Wally was out on the trap line, and we were just killing time till he got back.
Break this up a little, Slim.
Sure.
Let me see some of that you just broke.
That's sandstone.
Let me have some anyway.
All right.
Boy, if it wasn't so cold, I'd be hot.
I told you it was sandstone.
I guess so.
Heck, why don't we just stick in a little dynamite and blow the whole ridge apart?
We got one case left. We're not going to break it.
Sure save a lot of work with the pick.
Use your hands, not your mouth, will you, Slim?
What the heck's the hurry?
We're going to dig. Let's get digging.
Here, you take the pick.
What's the matter? High pocket's getting worn
out? We're going to burn all the time. Take it out on a rock.
What's eating you?
Not a thing. We're all going to do our share, you too.
I'll swing it. Give me the pick.
I'm doing my share, doing more than my share.
And don't try to be boss.
I'm not trying anything.
Nobody's boss.
This where you want, Bill?
Yeah.
Rock. More rocks.
That looks like something. You strike a seam?
Nah, I split a floater.
Hold it, Slim. Let's see.
Well?
Quit leaning on me, will you?
I reckon he's shooting.
A signal from the kid.
Let's get up the ridge. Had some luck with his traps, I guess.
I could use some fresh meat.
Yeah, or a good pelt.
He's over that way. Come on.
Got a bear, maybe.
Traps wouldn't hold one.
In the forest, near the break.
Sounds to me like it came from
near
over that
near the break. That's where it came from.
Yeah. He's made us come for no reason, Al.
Sure as heck would be funny if he got a bear by the tail and couldn't
let
go.
Shut up, hold it.
Hey, Wally! Over here!
Come on.
Look what I found!
I hope it's something more than a jackrabbit.
What is it?
An airplane!
Sure is beat up.
Let's get a look at it.
I was going to string a new trap line through here when I thought the woods looked funny.
Shut up!
Been here a long time.
Yeah.
Bunch of skeletons inside. I thought I ought to sit.
Help me pull this stuff away, Bert.
Yeah.
Must have crashed mighty hard. Look at the way they're all jammed.
Well, you going in or not, Bill?
Yeah.
I wonder how long it's been here.
Years, if you ask me. Look at the way that tree grows through that.
Yeah?
What do you think of this?
What is it?
You can keep your skeleton.
The uniform.
What kind?
Hey, I recognize...
Nazi, that's a swastika. Nazi German.
Oh, yeah.
There's something strange here. What would Nazi officers...
Well, they didn't get where they were going, that's one thing, sure.
No.
I guess they didn't know the war was over, huh?
Well, I'll be doggone.
What is it, Slim?
Come here.
What do you got?
I pulled open their suitcase. Ain't they pretty? Whole thing chock full of them. Ain't these diamonds?
Yes.
And look at here, what's these?
Emeralds, if they're real.
They're beautiful.
I think they are real.
Boy, wouldn't my old Sioux girl look pretty with some of these hung on her. She'd be so set
Let
up.
Let me have some of that stuff, Slim.
Sure.
Are they real?
That big one must be 4 carats.
Sure make a sight, don't they?
Are they real?
Yeah, they are.
They're mine. I was here first.
Now, hold on a minute. I found that suitcase.
I found the plane, didn't I? I found the plane.
But it was me who opened the suitcase.
They're mine.
You would have never found
them
if I had
opened
the...
Shut up, both of you.
We made a strike.
I found them.
Bill, you know what junk like this is. Have we got something?
Yeah.
Is it worth much?
Yeah, it's worth something.
How much?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe $100?
More than that, I know.
1,000?
You want to guess?
Yeah, just rough. How much?
Somewhere over $1 million, depending on the market.
Well, what do you know?
$1 million.
You sure?
I said I was, didn't I?
All right, all right.
We split it 4 ways.
I found it. I ought to be able to
make a strike. We agreed whatever it was, we split 4 ways. Any objections? We'll haul up in the cabin for the winter like we planned. Then in the spring,
we'll
get
out. In the spring? What do we have to stay for now? We each got $250,000.
It's too late to make the trek out. We'd never get there.
Reckon that's so, but it sure would be nice.
Bert's been up in this country more than I have. Ask him.
We could make it out if we started now, couldn't we, Bert?
I wouldn't any more think of... Yeah. Yeah, we can make it.
Big snow's coming in any day. I'm not going to get caught.
We can make it, I tell you.
Sure we can. We made a strike. Why stay up here if we don't have to?
Have you ever walked 1,000 miles on snowshoes at 30 below zero?
Well, I'm for trying it.
What?
I'd sure as I'd rather die in the snow than have you fellers cooped up in a cabin for 6 months together. I'd never know who slit my throat.
Slim's right, Bill.
Well, I want to get a
chance. Shut up, Wally. You got the picture, Bill? Already we've been fighting each other. You want to spend 6 months with Wally, Slim, and me, and wonder if you're going to wake up the next day with us splitting it 3 ways instead of 4? I don't want to.
You three go on. I'll come out next spring.
No, no.
Let him stay if he wants.
We're going to need all our supplies to get us out. We can't leave you enough to last you, so you don't stay. I say you're overruled. 3 against 1.
That the way you and Wally want it, Slim? All right. Let's get going.
The sooner the better.
Get ready for me, Texas. I'm coming.
Come on, Bill. Snap out of it. We're rich, man. We're rich.
Yeah, if we live to spend it.
Well, now, there you find 4 men who struck it rich with a vengeance. They each have $250,000 in diamonds and jewels. But the main problem is for them to get to a place where they can spend it. That means Big Bill, Wally, Slim, and Bert start out across 1,000 miles of ice and snow. And what happens along the trail is anybody's guess. But that's not unusual, friend, for this is the beginning of another high adventure.
According to our high adventure story, it seems it's easier to spend time than money, and sometimes it's a lot more profitable. So let's spend a profitable minute talking about good grooming. I don't mean just the Saturday night kind of grooming when a fella gets all slicked up for a big date. I mean the everyday attention to detail that means a really well-groomed man. The kind of man, in short, who uses Old Spice lotion every time he shaves. Once you've tried Old Spice lotion, the aftershave lotion, its bracing freshness will become a part of your daily life you'll never want to miss. Old Spice aftershave lotion is soothing, antiseptic, and healing to the skin. It instantly takes away uncomfortable razor burn, and your skin feels smooth and cool. Old Spice aftershave lotion has a clean, fresh, masculine scent that men prefer. Yes, everywhere you go, you'll find that men who appreciate real quality, men who know the value of good grooming, say, I use Old Spice lotion every time I shave.
And now back to the snowmen. Big Bill Ortman's Northwood story of high adventure.
Back at the cabin, we divided up the diamonds and jewelry as nearly into 4 equal parts as we knew how. Slim cut up some canvas and sold 4 bags, one for each of us to carry his share of the strike. Then we packed our rolls and started to cross the snow. Bert led the way because he knew the territory better than the rest of us. It was going to be a hard enough trek without getting lost. The weather was good. It was the first week, with only light snow and temperature not much below zero. It was a hard pace, Bert said, and nobody talked much during the day. At night, you'd eat sourdough meals and roll in around the fire.
Boy, will my Sioux girl be glad to see me. I show her all them diamonds, she'll never let me go.
She let you go before.
Yeah, but I couldn't buy her no pretty things then.
She'll want you to marry her. That's what they all want.
Listen to the big man with women.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
I told old Sue I was going north to make my fortune, and she said, don't come back till you do. Well, I got my fortune. I'm coming back.
The government doesn't take it away from you.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay income taxes now, Slim.
Heck, I'll tell them an uncle left it to me. I got so many uncles, they won't know the difference.
Then you'll have to pay inheritance taxes.
I'll figure a way.
I wonder how they got there.
Who?
Those fellas in the airplane.
They crashed. Anybody could see that.
That's simple.
All right, you tell us.
Airplanes crash all the time. Nobody finds them.
It's not what I mean.
Been there for years, hadn't it?
I had a hard time seeing it. It was covered with brush. I was right
but
on
there
it.
There were no search parties even for this baby. Why? Because nobody knew it was coming, so nobody knew it crashed.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you're too dumb to. A plane load of German Nazis flying somewhere with a suitcase.
They were running out. They were losing the war, so they grabbed what they could and they ran.
Oh, shut up.
That sounds like what could have happened.
That's what did happen.
Nazi big shots, getting out while they could.
I wonder who they were.
Well, I'm sure as heck not going back to find out.
When we get out, we can tell the government. One of
them.
You're
not going to tell anybody.
I don't see any reason.
You're not going to tell anybody about it. None of us are going to talk about it. You want to keep what you got?
He's right. You got to be careful. We'll confiscate the stuff, and we won't get a penny.
We ought to get some
of it. We don't take the chance. We don't talk.
I'm going to get the sack. Get off my bedroll, Slim.
I'm not on it.
This one's mine.
I don't know. I carry it.
Get off.
That's yours, the other side of the fire.
I want to go to sleep.
Go on. I'm not stopping you.
May look like yours, but it's mine.
I always sleep with my head.
Are you going to get off?
I ain't going to get off what's
I
mine.
I want to go to sleep.
Quit pushing me.
I'll get your own.
You can't do that.
I did it.
Got me all full of snow.
Too bad.
Now you're going to get off.
Yeah.
Think you're so big.
You want some more? Get up.
You've been asking for it.
Drop the knife, Slim.
I'll cut you wide open.
Let him come. Let him come. A good 45.
You think
slug
you can scare me? You
come at me with a knife and I'll let you have it. So help me, I'll let you have it.
All right, can it, both of you. What difference does it make whose role it is? They're all the same.
Big guys always think they can push folks around.
You shouldn't have pulled a knife
Shut up, Wally. Let's get some sleep.
Go on, take which one you want.
I don't care. Don't make no difference.
Well, make up your mind.
Wally, get some more wood in the fire.
It's got enough now.
It'll go out before morning.
Why do I always have to do it?
Because you can't do anything else.
Oh, I can.
Oh, I'll do it.
Well, you gotta sleep to live. I want to live to spend all my strike.
What's that?
Coyote, maybe.
Wolf.
Yeah, haven't seen up this way for years. It's a wolf, all right.
Well, he won't bother us as long as we're together. It'll be rough going if that snow gets heavier. Sure we're going in the right direction, Bert?
Leave it to me. Well, yeah, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, maybe you do. Bert. Wally, Slim, time to roll out.
Leave me alone, will you?
Let's get up. Pick some grub and get moving.
Oh, it's a hurry.
Better listen.
Oh, what?
Haley?
What's the matter now?
It's out northwest, all right.
The wind?
Yeah.
It's not snowing.
It will be, like you never felt snow before.
When it does, we want to be on our way as far as we can get.
Roll Slim out, Wally.
Why do I
Wake him up.
All right.
I'll fix up the fire.
Where's the coffee?
And the other pack.
Come on, you lazy bum, wake up.
Oh, that Wally drives me nuts.
Good for the little stuff.
I guess so.
Bill, Bert.
What's the matter? You're not man enough to wake him?
Come here.
What is it now?
Can't you get him up?
Look. He's dead, you see? He's dead.
Yeah.
His own knife in his chest.
It's cold. Must have got it sometime during the night.
With his own knife.
Who killed him? Who did it? Oh, what's the matter? I don't think there was anybody near us for at least 100... No, look at me. I didn't do it.
Where's his bag of stuff?
Must be under him. Help me lift him up.
I didn't do it.
There it is.
I got it.
All right. Well, what do we do with it?
Split it up.
Yeah, why not?
You gotta give me my share.
Shut up, we will.
Now we each get a third.
First, let's get one thing straight.
What?
Now we know just where we stand.
Go on.
What do you mean?
Slim didn't stick that knife in his own chest, and he didn't fall on him. One of us doesn't mind a little killing.
I didn't do it.
You, Bert, or Wally here figured they'd rather have a third than a fourth.
Or you. You could have done it.
You fought with Slim last night.
Bert, give me the shells out of your gun.
No, wait a minute. I'll need
them. Give them to me.
All right.
All right, Wally, you next.
I don't have any gun.
A little automatic you carry inside your jacket.
How did you
give
know
it to me?
I don't like it.
How about yours?
Yes. How about your rifle?
You watch. Now, let's see any of us find a bullet for his gun.
I'll never find him in the snow the way you threw him.
It's dangerous. What if we need a gun for...
It's a good deal more dangerous for a killer to have a loaded gun in his hand.
I didn't do it.
Well, you shut up. You're always whining.
All right, let's get Slim buried. Don't want the wolves eating on him. Then we're moving, and we're keeping on moving. It's safer that way.
Take me.
Keep walking, then.
Smart guy.
Help me watch the trail. Snow's covering
it. Why don't you get it all for yourself?
What?
I'll go back for a third of $1 million, too.
You don't make sense.
Make plenty of sense, smart guy.
There he is.
Oh, he called me your mama's boy. My heart's all right.
Come on, kid. Get up.
I'll show him. I'll go be a man. Be like other men. Nobody can take care of me.
You can't lie down, kid. It's too cold. You're free.
I'm all right, Bill. Let go of that.
Bert!
They won't be needing it.
Give it to me.
Give it back.
So you can get it.
You're not going to take my bag of money. You're not.
Shut up.
I'll kill you.
It fainted.
Wally.
Let him lay. Come on, we got to keep moving.
Come on, Wally. Snap out of it. You'll freeze in 5 minutes.
Let him lay.
Yeah, I guess I will. He's dead.
Not so quick.
Must have had a stroke. Too much effort. I don't know. So that makes two of us. 50-50 split. Right down.
Now, can you hear me, Big Bill? No 50-50 split. No split at all. First, you're mad. Now, that makes 4. You hear me, Big Bill? I got all 4. No split. $1 million. Now, I'll get your boots off so you can't follow me. Not that you could find your way out. I've been leading you around in circles for 2 days, but you wouldn't wear out. You wouldn't get tired. Why, you need me to hit you again? Gun butt's good and hard. It's harder than your skull. I've been up here for years trying to hit a strike, and when I do, you think I'm going to split it with 3 greenhorns? Yeah, sure I will.
Bert.
Come on. Try to follow and freeze your feet.
I'll get you.
Sure. You keep going around in circles. The snow will cover my trail. Then you lay down and sleep.
I'll get you.
If you can catch me. Lay down and sleep.
I'll get you, Bert. I'll get you. I'll get you.
I certainly didn't give you a wrong steer, did I, members? How would you like to be hit over the head in sub-zero blizzard 100 miles from nowhere, stripped of your boots and left to lay down and sleep? How does it end? Well, we'll find out. But we're sure of this. Big Bill Orkman is telling us the kind of story that can only be called High Adventure.
Just before we head into our rugged High Adventure finish, let me tell you about a perfect finish. If any of you men don't know what a grand feeling it is to finish off your morning shave with Old Spice aftershave lotion, you're missing something. Because Old Spice lotion is the perfect finish for a shave. You'll find its skin-tingling freshness will make you feel wide awake and ready for the day. Old Spice aftershave lotion has a convenient dispensing top. And the handsome ship-decorated bottles are a pleasure for a man to see and to use. And here's an important extra. The Old Spice Aftershave Lotion Stopper has an exclusive leak-proof feature which makes it ideal for traveling. Try Old Spice Lotion tomorrow morning and be sure of a perfect shave every time you shave. And now for the climax of The Snowmen, as told by Big Bill Ortman, his story of high adventure.
I must have passed out again from the blow Bert hit me on the head. When I came out of it, my feet were cold. Then I remembered Bert, and I wasn't tired anymore, and the fire in my chest made me forget the cold. I was going to get him. Bert had made a mistake. He'd taken my boots, but he didn't think about Wally. The kid's boots were tight, but I got him on, covered his body with snow, and picked up Bert's trail just as the snow was covering it. He'd be moving fast, but those four bags were heavy. He was packing them, and I wasn't. Luck was with me. The snow stopped near the end of the day, so I didn't have any trouble tracking. At the end of the second day, I saw him in the distance, a black dot against the snow. I think he saw me, too, because he tried to move faster. The next day, I caught him by a frozen lake. The ice was jagged where an avalanche had broken through.
Bill? That's a deal, huh? 50-50. I got a minute. Keep after me. I'll club you with a rifle again. Uh-huh. Okay for a deal? Okay for a deal, Bill?
No deal.
50-50.
No deal.
$500,000 apiece. That's plenty for each of us. We'll live big the rest of our lives. All right?
I don't want
this. I didn't fix you good enough, huh? Maybe this time...
Now don't try it.
What?
Don't try it, Bert.
Where'd you get that knife?
You keep forgetting about your partner.
I told you I'd give you half.
Slim gave me the knife. I pulled it out of his chest and kept it.
Look, you're a hard guy like me, Bill.
Slim gave me the knife and Wally gave me the boots.
You're crazy.
Share and share alike. That was the deal when we teamed up at Wildman's Landing. That's what Wally and Slim want.
Sure. But now that Slim and Wally are dead...
Share and share alike.
Sure.
Slim and Wally are dead. Share and share alike.
I don't get what you mean, Bill.
You will.
All right. Yeah. Come on. Come on, follow me across the lake. But you're not going to get nothing. You're not going to get nothing.
I'm going to get you.
When it snows again, you'll miss my trail.
I got two partners to help me.
You'll miss my trail. And you'll go around in circles until you... Hey! Hold! Bill! Bill, give me a hand! Bill! Bill, the water is freezing.
Walked on thin ice too often, huh?
I can't keep myself up. Will the ice break off?
I'm going to let you die.
You have all of it. The hole in your butt! Bill, give me a hand.
I don't know.
Go to my back. It'll come down with me. $1,000,000. Give me a chance. Give me a chance, Bill. Give me a chance.
All right. All right. Hang on. Gotta get you back.
Breathe. No, you don't.
Gotta keep you from freezing.
Not cold. You're not going to get it.
Roll over.
Slim was sneaking around, trying to take my share, but I got him. I got him good.
Bert.
Him sneaking around when we were sleeping, but I got him.
Bert, how far is the nearest settlement?
What?
Gotta get you there fast.
I'm okay.
Which way do we go?
I can make it.
I'll help you.
Let go. Oh, I can make
it. Which way?
South. Southwest.
Just can't stay here. Gotta keep moving.
Let me rest for a minute.
You want to feed the wolves?
Wolves? No.
Come on.
I gotta rest.
Gonna keep walking.
Let go. I'm not gonna get them. All mine.
Come on. Keep walking.
Not gonna get them.
Hang on my shoulder. Gotta keep walking. Keep walking.
Today, Ortman. Better?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so, Doc.
You'll be as good as new in a few weeks.
Bert's dead, huh?
He was dead when the bush pilot spotted you and picked you up. Immersion in water at those temperatures is almost always fatal. Within minutes, unless immediate medical attention is given. You were yelling at the wolves and dragging his body through the snow when you were found.
Out of my head, was I?
Oh, something like that. Oh, by the way, there were four bags of pebbles in your partner's pack. What do you want us to do with them?
I don't care. Turn them over to the government. Pebbles!
Yes, we thought they might be ore samples, but analysis didn't
Pebbles,
show...
those aren't pebbles. That's $1 million in jewels.
Oh, you must have had a hard time, Morton. There's nothing but pebbles and bits of rocks in the bags. I'll have the nurse give you another sedative so we...
In all four bags? Nothing but rock?
All four bags full of it, yes.
Play the switch. Bert? No. He was sure. Sure he had it. Wally could have.
We'll give you something to rest.
Slim. Bert said he was sneaking around. What? Slim. Slim. Here you go, Slim. Smarter than all of us. And we buried his pack with him somewhere. Somewhere I don't know. I don't know where.
Right back with what I'll get a sedative.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Now you relax. If a man was ever shot clean through with luck, you're it.
Luck?
Well, if it hadn't been a clear day, that bush pilot would never have spotted you. You'd still be walking out there. Or probably you would not be doing anything more at all.
Lay down and sleep, huh?
Exactly. If they hadn't been able to land and fly you in, we couldn't have saved your legs. You and your three partners were crazy to try to walk out this time of year.
Yeah. We were crazy.
You couldn't pay me $1 million to try a hike like that.
What?
I said you couldn't pay me $1 million to do what you did.
That's what I'm trying to figure.
Well, I don't understand. What are you trying to figure?
Look out the window.
Yes.
You see the kids playing in the yard?
Oh, yes.
They're making snowmen. And they throw at them and break them up.
It's a child's game.
But what's their price for making them?
Price?
Would you make snowmen for $1 million, Doc? Me? I don't know. I still don't know.
Snowmen, Big Bill Ortman's Northwood story of high adventure. And thank you, Bill. We'll place it in the archives of the High Adventure Society, marked S for Savage, and hold it for future publication. Let's get a little heat in here. I feel cold. Anyway, I'm sure you'd like to know the names of the folks who gave you that fine performance. In the leading role was Don Douglas, with John Larkin, Joe Helgeson, and Jack Orison. Our High Adventure Orchestra was, of course, conducted by Lou Davies. And next week, friends and members, High Adventure is proud to present one of the strangest stories we've ever found. Return Match, which concerns a man who was charged with a murder he didn't commit and had to face death in order to prove he didn't. So until next week, this is your presiding officer saying, it's all around you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, only we call it High Adventure.
Remember to join us again next week when Shulton brings you another exciting story of high adventure, Return Match. And remember, too, that Old Spice aftershave lotion gives you wonderful value for your money. There are two generous sizes of this quality lotion, $1 and $1.75. Look for the handsome red Old Spice cartons at drug and department stores everywhere. And for that top-of-the-world feeling, use Old Spice lotion after every shave.
Today, hear Henry Morgan and Chris London on NBC.